Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Tell somebody right now, stop looking for the devil. We don't see Jesus looking for the devil. We see Jesus following his Father, his Father's will, walking in the light. Amen. You'll find that people try to distract you. Or the enemy, just how he got to Adam was through the flesh of his wife. He had to come through the flesh, the fleshly carnal nature, the desire to be wise, you know, to go contrary to what God has said. But see, our prosperity today comes from the counsel of God. I love what Matthias was testifying, because if you'll just obey what God says, it doesn't have to make a lot of sense to you. And that's what we miss it a lot of time. We're fearful, or we don't distinguish God's voice well enough. And so we waver with it, and then we back off, no. Or somebody talks you out of it. Amen. And the enemy's good at sending people around. When you're about to bust a move and they send you around, and you know. And you ain't said nothing to them. They go to talking about what they tried one time, and man, it was all messed up. And you're thinking, man, that's just what I was about to do. But see, God told you. Are you hearing me? See, it's the counsel of God. God doesn't care who failed at it. Amen. You know what I mean? It's not an issue with God how it hadn't worked for 10 people. Amen. Or who says it's not possible. God says, bump that. What did I tell you? What did I say to you? What dream did I give to you? What vision did I give to you? You got to be fully persuaded in your mind. Amen. I said, you got to be fully persuaded. Amen. The counsel of God. It's the counsel of God that will cause us to prosper. Amen. Tell someone, just listen to him. And then obey what he says. God's not going to tell you to be doing a whole bunch of crazy things. Just follow him. He said, I'll direct your path. I'll guide your steps. I'll order your steps. It's not in man to understand his way. If we understood our way all the time, we could determine everything. But we don't. God leaves that area for your faith to operate. Do you trust me? I love to tell the story of the guy that fell off the side of the cliff. He was hanging on a branch. And he heard a voice. He said, is there anybody up there that can help me? He heard a voice say, let go. He thought of him and he said, is there anybody else up there that can help me? That sounds funny, but that's how people are. God tells them something, but then they go to looking around. Somebody else got to help me. I need some help. Amen. Tell me I'm lying. It's the truth. So see, God has to get us to where we trust him. Build up your faith in the word. As you behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, you are changed. Amen. But honestly, the issue or the problem and the challenge is people don't spend enough time in or with or around the word. Amen. You be listening to other folks. You be listening to talk shows, Oprah. You be listening to all the different ones and their opinions and their thoughts. And ain't none of them saved. They have knowledge, intellect, But we don't operate with that. That has its place. We're not dummies. But there's a voice that supersedes intellect. Amen. There's a guidance that's above, amen, your emotions. Amen. And your intellect and your mind is the mind of Christ. The counsel of God. This is what prospers us. I dare you to trust God in the new year. I'm talking about really trust him. Amen. I'm talking about really trust God to where your conversation becomes simple. You say what you mean what you say what God says. In spite of, amen, what they say. I'm always wondering when they say the experts, who are the experts? And what makes them an expert? If they don't have the mind of Christ, they're crazy. Y'all think I'm playing? Somebody that doesn't have the mind of Christ is crazy. You understand what I mean? Not they might be intellectually sharp, but not that. But not having the mind of Christ, you're blind. Amen. You don't see. And so, it's the counsel of God. Sometimes you have to wait upon God. He's not always going to just. And sometimes we get in a hurry with stuff. And you got to have it. And you got to do. And you got to be. And you know you're putting God in a box. And God says, you're trying to hurry me. Amen. You can't hurry God. Amen. God's not slow. Amen. But you ain't going to get him in no hurry either. Amen. He moves at his own pace. Who can counsel God? Amen. His mind's already made up. He already has a way made for you, but you have to learn to wait on him. Amen. And you know what I find? As you wait, there are times where people will take advantage of you. Say amen, lights. Amen. I like to say it this way. Users are losers. Amen. We always reap what we sow. Amen. There are no shortcuts. Amen. There are no shortcuts to serving God, to being blessed. Amen. You got to walk upright. You got to do what's right. Amen. You got to be right. And I mean that in the sense of in the spirit realm. You may not always do everything right, but you didn't mean it. You know what I mean? Your heart is pure before God. That qualifies you. You know, along the journey, there are times, just so some will understand, there are times. Well, let me talk about the seed principle. You know, when we talk about the counsel of God, God's ways are not our ways. His ways ain't your ways. Tell somebody, you ain't got them figured out. Stop trying to figure him out and trust him. You ain't gonna understand anything until you believe. You trying to understand everything but ain't believing. You get it all twisted. You believe first, and you have a measure of faith. You got to get away from the doubting Thomases. You got to get away from all the negative folk. How many of the world is full of negativity? Turn the TV on. Turn on some of these news channels and All you see is the spewing out of negativity. The prince of the power of the air, trying to bring people into agreement with him through fear. When God says, the day that you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Amen? So, in the process, I find that a seed has to go into the ground first. In other words, it's got to be buried. I'm gonna look at it two ways. It's got to be buried in dirt. In other words, somebody got to put some dirt on you. Amen. How many know what I'm talking about here? The enemy will kind of put dirt, you know, always try to dirty you up. But tell somebody that's part of the process. That is part. It's part of the process. Get used to it. People will try to bury you in the dirt. But see, in order for a seed to come to life, it's got to have dirt. Amen. Amen. Say amen, lights. Amen. Some are looking for happiness when God promised you joy. See, happiness is limited to this realm. Touchy-feely, taste, people being nice. What about when ain't nobody nice to you? You walk around like the end of the world because somebody hollered at you. I was saying Sunday how the world we live in now is very volatile. It's like striking a match in a room full of gasoline fumes. You gotta be careful because people are wearing their feelings on their shoulders, quick-tempered and, you know, undermined and, you know, all kind of stuff. So we have to be wise. For some of you, let me tell you something. In 2020, God's gonna prepare a table for you, but it's going to be in the presence. Hear me, it's going to be in the presence of enemies. So you get used to being wise like a serpent and remain harmless. You can't get into that foolishness. Amen. You can't get into the strife. You can't get into the contention. You can't get into the arguments. You got to be wise like a serpent. As a matter of fact, listen, get this picture in mind. He's going to send you out like a sheep among wolves. Tell somebody to bless you. See, he's got to teach you. It's his counsel that's going to bless you. It's not your circumstance. Because if you stay with God's counsel, whatever circumstance you get into, that circumstance over time is going to change. But if you get away from his counsel and go to blending in and trying to figure it out in the natural realm, it ain't going to work. You're always going to fall short. You got to stay with God's counsel. If God told you, listen, if it looked like it's taking too long, which I don't know what too long is, but you know, in your short patience, see, it's only too long because you don't have enough patience. And in other words, you need a little more trouble. Why? Tribulation employs patience. Amen. Now, we don't like them tools. I don't like that stuff. Lord, just give it to me now. No, Lord said, no, be patient. Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire. It's important that you allow your soul to be possessed in patience, because in so doing, you maintain his presence. At the end of the day, that's what everything is about. Amen. Everything stems from God's presence. Amen. Just like in the garden. First things first. What did he give Adam first? Presence. Then he gave him work. Then he gave him a wife. But he said, expand this. How? Through my presence. Through the light. Till it through the light. As long as you're walking in the light, the enemy has no authority. He has, as a matter of fact, he has no authority. He has power, but no authority. Amen. Amen. Power because he's accessed other souls.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-0036. TR Banks. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.